PJ Podcast. Sit in.
Hello, potties. Welcome to tonight's podcast. We're about to shoot off to a Brooke Fraser. Yeah, no.
And not Zara Larsson.
Excuse me?
Mate, all week. Correct me if I'm wrong. Have you got confused with Zara Larsson?
At times.
But I don't understand how you get those two confused. Oh. Like, they literally couldn't be more different.
I don't know how I get to work. Brooke Fraser, we're going to tonight. She's doing a special iHeart gig. We're going to host that. Looking forward to that, actually. So, look, we've got to get out of here soon. But coming up in the podcast, it's been an interesting day. Things have escalated in the world of Bus Crush. We are now doing the show on a bus tomorrow with the girl I used to catch the bus with in year 10.
Jace's dad also dropped by for his weekly segment. Dad, you got a sec. And this was the first week that he had to include a sponsorship from a random business around the country. It was hilarious. You'll hear that.
So, yeah, if you want to sponsor Dad's segment, it only costs you $25. I was going to do 20.
Does that go direct to him?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yep. You just email him, aussiepaul@zmonline.com.
Brilliant.
I don't know how he's checking the emails. Cause
also coming up in the show, we talked about what is in your spare room.
Yeah. Enjoy, everybody. Oh, I don't know if that bit's going to make the podcast.
Oh, okay. Well.
Wasn't one of the strong bits.
There we go.
Who suggested that?
Me. That was my idea.
I'm staring. All right, we're out of here. Enjoy the podcast. Bye.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Look, it's.
What are we?
This is spiraling wildly out of control, I'll be honest. Earlier in the week, we were talking about bus crushes, correct?
Yeah. Yes, we were.
And we got a phone call out of the blue. I'll be honest, it surprised me.
You thought we were taking the mickey
and we had
royally stitched you up. We had not. We managed to receive a call from a lovely lady called Liz, who grew up in Australia and actually rode the bus with Jason in Brisbane.
She thinks that, we used to spend a lot of time together. And then PJ dropped this bombshell on her yesterday.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Between us, girl chat here.
Right.
Did you or did you not have a bit of a crush on Jace?
Oh, come on. You're going to make me sound like a massive wanker.
Maybe. Without sounding bad, I was never a cool kid. I was quite a big girl, so I just flew under the radar. Therefore, made sure that I was loud so that people didn't think I was self-conscious when actually I was screaming on the inside and dying and, bit tragic.
Oh, now I feel bloody terrible.
Oh, don't. Don't feel bad.
Liz, you're married and everything now, aren't you?
Yeah, married with kids.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If your husband's okay with it.
Yeah.
It's going to sound really weird. Do you want to go for a ride on the bus together?
For old time's sake.
Yeah.
I'm sure I could find a bus that I could catch with you, Jace.
So, since then, this has escalated quite quickly. PJ has booked in a bus, and tomorrow
we're going on the bus.
We will be doing the show from back in 1998 on the 173 and picking up Liz after she finishes work.
I cannot wait for that.
Oh, mate. Seriously. And to get in the theme, tomorrow when we're live on the bus, we're going to be playing big songs from 1998.
There was such good music in 98.
Oh, Natalie and Brilliant Dawn. Oh, my God, I remember listening to that.
Well, it's actually got us talking this afternoon. Have you had a song that reminds you of a crush?
Oh, there's Belinda was her name. Belinda.
I've never heard about Belinda.
No, I haven't told you much about it because I scared you'd track her down. But we we went to primary school together and then different high schools.
Yeah.
But she used to live one street away.
Yeah.
And I made friends with some guys across the road who I didn't really like, but they were across the road from her house. So I would just go over and play with them because the slim chance that Belinda might be out the front as well. And
oh, this is going to be good. Is it like Boys to Men or something?
No. Blink 182.
Why?
Because I used to listen to that. Like,
You had their hairstyles as well.
Shut up, you.
You did. Blink. Did you have all their posters on your wall?
No, I didn't have all their posters. I just, oh God.
Whatever.
I almost got a nose, an eyebrow ring. Like the eyebrow
piercing.
Stud. Yeah, I almost.
Did you? Why didn't you?
I don't know. I was going to get the little bar through the eyebrow. Thank God I
was trying to think about this afternoon. Because there's a lot of songs that remind me of people. But I was trying to think of like a high school crush that potentially wasn't entirely reciprocated. But there was this guy I really liked called Henry. And I think he liked the Transformers movies.
Jesus.
So the theme song, which happened to be Linkin Park, reminded me of him. So unorthodox.
Really?
I know. Like, I was trying to find, like, a, I don't know, a Neo or like...
I think what's more concerning here is you fell for a guy like the Transformers movie.
I was at high school. Leave me alone.
Did you ever walk up to him doing the sound?
No.
No, right? Oh, mate. And I thought Blink was next.
Yeah, I know.
0800 dials it M. This time tomorrow, we'll be on the bus reliving the 90s on the 173. Do you have a song that reminds you of like an old school crush? Like a high school crush?
Maybe it was reciprocated, maybe it wasn't.
Whenever you hear that song, you know, what's the reason for it? You know, maybe it's a theme song to a half-assed movie.
Shut up.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Tomorrow, 5 o'clock, we're going to be rolling out onto a school bus. Doing the show from a bus like it's the 173 back in the 90s when me and my high school crush Liz used to ride the bus together.
Yep, she called us up earlier in the week saying, look, it's been years. Her friends actually forced her to call up, so very courageous of her, and revealed that for many years she watched Jace get on the bus and she had a little bit of a crush.
Which I was like, oh. Like, that's very nice. That's very sweet. That's what I thought the least I can do is, hey, Liz, do you want to go for a ride on the bus now? Hey,
what are you going to do on the bus?
You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to use the word forced. Can you not use that again?
When did I say forced?
You're like her friends forced.
Okay, are they encouraged? Yeah, there we go.
That's much
there
nicer.
We go. You know brilliant.
What I mean? Hey, so we're talking about, like, those old school songs that remind you of old school crushes. Mine was Blink 182
Don't
Down.
Don't replay. PJ's
was the theme song to the Transformers movie.
It was a phase.
Hey, you can't be saying that if it wasn't a crush. You just told me during the song you hooked up with him.
No, shut up.
You did. They're not a crush if you've hooked up with them.
Later on. It's irrelevant. Let's go to Chloe. Okay. Hello.
What was that?
I'm just making sounds. Hello, Chloe.
Hey, how's it going?
They sound like Transformer sounds. Are you sending out secret code?
Chloe, good. How are you?
Good, good. Not bad.
Yeah, you just said that. Cool. I'm just panicked. Sorry, Chloe.
She doesn't want the news out there about her and Transformer Boy.
Shut up.
All right. So, Chloe, before I play the song, because I've got your song here.
Oh, wicked.
What is it about this song that reminds you of the person?
So I used to catch the bus with my crush also.
Oh.
It was kind of like an unrequited love, I guess you say. I had this big crush on this gorgeous boy who was a couple of years older than me, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I used to play on full blast so that you could hear it through my headphones. No Air by Chris Brown and Jordan Sparks.
Great song!
Would you just sit at home with the headphones on?
Yeah, that's the one. Absolutely. Yeah. That's it.
Oh, God. And nothing...
And I would just hope that maybe one day he would hear it.
Oh, yes. Play it. Turn it up. I love this song.
What was his name, Chloe?
His name was Ryan.
Oh, my God. Shit, I feel like we're doing love song dedications.
Yeah, it is. Except it's not at midnight. It's at 5 in the afternoon.
All right. Thanks for your call, mate. 0800 dials at M. What was the song that reminds you about an old school crush?
Hello, Emma. Welcome to the show.
Hi. I dated a guy in high school for about a week.
Yeah.
And he used to play Snow Patrol Chasing Cars on the guitar.
If I lay here. What a heartbreaker.
Honestly, I can't not think of him when I hear this song now. It's crazy.
I remember the video clip for this. It was epic.
Are you ruining the moment?
Sorry.
This song was huge.
It was Grey's Anatomy, wasn't it? Isn't that what it was on? And that's what propelled its fame.
M, what was his name?
I don't think I
want
to reveal that.
Right, gotcha.
Oh, we wanted to do a little...
And nothing ever happened? Like, you never got the chance?
No, it lasted a week.
Oh, but a beautiful week,
it was a short romance.
A beautiful week.
Yeah, right.
Do we have time for another one?
Yeah. All right, we've got time for one more. That song was massive,
man.
Yeah,
it's a great song.
Absolutely
and if
massive.
A guy can play it on the guitar, swoon material.
Yeah, good point.
Alicia, hello.
Hi, how are we going?
We're good. What's the backstory to your song?
Oh, well, I kind of dated this guy for
quite a long time, like a year and a half or something like that, and I was, I don't know, 14 or 15.
Right.
And then my mum ended up getting remarried. And anyways, the song, she ended up getting remarried, and the song actually played at her wedding, like afterwards.
Oh.
And it's just a really embarrassing song. It's Creed, I think, with Arms Wide Open. Oh, no.
Anyways,
Mum made us get up and dance, but didn't know that it was like a thing that we liked the song together or whatever, but we were kind of about to break up. It's really awkward, and every time it comes on, I just think about that song, but I don't really like to share it. So, like, we're both
No judgment here, Alicia, no. Don't worry.
And the good thing is for you, we have stopped our Creed triple play here at ZM, so you don't have to think of him off.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Producer Alex and intern Dave-o might want to weigh in on this one.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't deal with heat very well.
You don't. You need a personal fan on you at all times.
Like, I'm just, I swear, I don't, I feel uncomfortable.
Which is really surprising because you are from Australia and you'd think you'd be very immune to the heat.
Yeah, back home I think it's like 35 today.
How would you deal?
Oh, not well. Look, it's the guy in the bubble suit. So just walking from the car park today, when I got to work, I was like...
It is a steep hill, I'll give you that.
Thank you. And when I got here today, I'm like, I already need a shower. I already need it. Like, I got changed, did my hair this morning, trying to feel fresh.
Out of all people I know, you shower the most.
Thank you. That's
not even a dramatisation.
And tonight we've got an event on.
Yes.
So, you know, I want to try and look clean and stuff for that, but I feel dirty.
You don't look dirty.
No, but I feel it.
You feel it.
You know how just after...
I get it.
You know, sometimes...
It's like sometimes you just need to brush your teeth.
The beach. You know when you go to the beach, when you get home, you just want that shower? Anyway,
I like keeping salty, but
we have showers here at work.
Yeah.
And I thought, look, I got time after the show. I could do a cheeky little shower at work. The only problem is I don't have a towel.
No.
I haven't even asked yet.
I know what you're thinking, and I've got some alternatives.
It's gross.
What's you
want to know if you should use the towel downstairs.
I'm sure there's one.
That's all the people that cycle into work. They're grubby.
Sweaty and feral.
No, because they would have showered and then used the towel.
You don't know that. Maybe
alternatives.
Cyclists.
I'll go for a pretty looking towel.
Alternatives. Just
paper
towels,
no.
Yes, paper towels.
Oh, you did that at the gym.
Or
that
B,
was weird.
Just shake it off.
You know what? You know what they have here is they get those tea towels delivered, like the clean ones delivered every couple of weeks.
That's a great idea.
Where are they, in the laundry?
In the kitchens and the drawers. You can get clean ones, and they're all like commercial. Oh,
you need like.
You watch the rich people at News Talk will be driving out this afternoon. They'll see me in the loading dock powdering and drying myself down with a tea towel, and just be like, God, they really need to pay those people on the youth station more money.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
You coming in?
Yeah, right. Get me in, please.
Take your shoes off. It's bare feet in there.
Okay.
All right, please. Yep.
The Man Cave.
Oh, seriously, the dust. It's back.
Just how I like it. Thirsty?
Yes, please.
Catch.
Thank you.
Help yourself.
Mate, you got some more beanbags in here. It's getting pretty comfortable.
No. That one's just degraded and it's actually gone into two. Yeah, that's all. Hang on, I'm just going to... There we go.
Thank you.
All right. The Man Cave is the one place we can broadcast on where my wife can't hear me.
You say it's your safe haven, but it's not, because she really can just turn this on at home and listen. But,
do you want to get the beer back? You want to get back? You get back?
Sorry.
This is just the one place I come when I need to talk about an issue. And blokes, if you deal with the same thing, you can give me a call. 0800 dials at M. Do not ring me for secret sound. That's after 5. Do not
Please
ring
do.
Me. No, don't. Don't. Don't.
No, don't.
Don't ring me for secret sound. Only ring me for Man Cave. The issue I want to discuss this week. Lou gets
Oh,
in
look. You literally said secret sound. The phones have gone crazy.
Don't say it again.
Sorry. Okay.
I need another. Can't deal with this. Do not ring for secret sound. Only ring if you're joining the Man Cave. Lou gets in the car yesterday, right? And I watch her get in and she turns it on. I was at the window talking to her.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, right, so I'll get those at the shop. And then she just starts hitting the whole control panel of the car, like flicking the vent shut. She's just pressing all these buttons. And I go, Lou, take a breath. Do you want to turn off the aircon? No, it's fine. And I'm like, just if you want to turn off the aircon, the off button is just down to your right. And then she'll look and then she'll go, no, it's fine. And she shuts the vents and drives away. I don't know what it is, but you girls...
What's wrong with that?
You girls don't want to learn sometimes how to use technology.
There's better things to do.
No, but if you just stop for
a second. Our mind is in a lot of places at once.
If you stop for a second, I can just say, hey, babe, the off button. I'll get in the car and I'll just hear. And what it is like it's the aircon blasting, but it's only coming through this little gap because she shut all the vents rather than just turning off the aircon.
That's fine. Like, there are so many other things that are important in life as opposed to how to turn aircon on in a car.
Producer Alex, does your partner know how to use the air conditioner?
No. No, and she doesn't want to learn how to use it either.
No, that's the issue.
I don't know how to use the aircon and I'm fine with it.
The thing about aircon,
just open the window.
Is it works so much better if you, like, climate control, if you climatize the car, rather than have it all the way on cold or all the way on hot. It's just stupid. It makes no sense.
Sing it, sister. You deserve one. Here you go.
Oh, cheers, man. Thank you.
There you go.
Why don't you guys just open the window? It's natural air and it's easier.
Why don't you learn what the off button does? Do you know what I mean?
I've got too many other things going
on
in my head.
And she doesn't have aircon in her car, so...
That's the real issue.
Best price, the bloody window actually works.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
The Man Cave.
Afternoon. Jason PJ broadcasting live from my man cave, the Savo. The issue I want to discuss. Girls and air conditioning. You just don't know how to operate it.
You can't just say it's girls because a lot of people are texting saying my partner who's a male does this. So,
hey, what's the name of the cave?
Man.
Thank you.
Cave.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's the one time you get away with it.
It's not called the Chicks Recliner. It's the Man Cave. And it's where we're
Girls are welcome, though.
Not the Man Cave.
Welcome. Thank you. Right. Jason, you're a piece of work, really, aren't you?
Yes.
You don't really understand how girls' brains are wired. If you figure that out, then life will be a lot easier for you, I feel.
Minnie. Preach, Annie. Preach.
Annie?
Yeah. Well, I have these economy buttons in the car.
Right.
And you just pick the one that you want at the time that you're feeling, whether you want your feet cold, your front of you cold. The one with the arrow for the car, don't know what that is, not required.
Annie,
listen to Annie.
No, but hang on.
Hear Annie out.
Listen to me.
What?
She's like, I just hit all the aircon-y funny buttons. You don't even know what they are, Annie. Do you know how
Does
to turn it
off? Does it matter, though, in the large scheme of things?
Do you know how to turn it off?
Yes.
Okay. No.
And I know how to turn it on. And if you're hot, you turn up the fan a bit more. And if you're a bit cold, you turn it down. Anyway,
that's the other
thing.
You don't
need all these other buttons, Jace.
Yeah, they do.
I love you for telling him how it is, Annie. He is a piece of work.
They're not on there for fun, mate. Those buttons do stuff. Hello,
Lou,
Ben.
You must be a tolerant woman.
You know what? I'm firing the security on the front door of the bloody man cave. G'day, Ben. Welcome, mate.
Oh, g'day, mate. Sorry. I don't know who let Annie in the man cave.
Oh, mate, I'm hearing
Here
you.
We go.
Here you go, buddy. Help yourself. There you go.
Oh, mate, you're too kind.
It's the least I can do. You got this issue at your place?
I do. It's not with my missus. It's with my sister, actually.
Right.
She's, like, always complaining that her air conditioning's rubbish.
Yep.
So we were out in her car the other day, and she's got her windows down, like, all of them down, and it's still super hot. I was like, just put the windows up and put the aircon on.
I do that.
Exactly.
Sometimes I forget I've put it on.
Exactly. And then they think it's broken, Ben.
Yeah, and then she's like, okay, look. I was like, look, let's just try it. I was like, we put the windows up. She's like, look, it's not even cold. I was like, it's because you haven't put the AC button on.
That's the other thing. Yes. Yes, Ben.
Oh, my God.
I thought that it stood for anti-cold.
Oh, Jesus.
She thought if she put AC on there, it made the heater warm.
Guys, this is so not a big deal. This is air conditioning.
Thanks for joining us, Ben. Hello, Josh.
G'day, Jace, me old buddy. How are you?
Oh, you know what?
What about me, Josh?
There you go, buddy. All yours.
PJ. G'day.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good. PJ's here too.
Hello,
yeah,
Josh.
This is more for you, Jace. I'm completely with you here.
Right.
Females don't know what the buttons do. Just like Annie said, you know, I just push the button. Annie doesn't even know if the sun's coming out tomorrow, you know? It's just a typical female.
But
they don't know what the buttons do.
Oh, you can't say that, Josh. No. Why does it matter? You guys are caring about these tiny little things.
Let's try and test it out now, Josh. Paige, if you got in my car, right, and it's really hot in the car.
Yeah.
There's the fan, which is on 0 to 5.
Yeah.
There's an AC button. There's an auto button.
Yeah.
What would you hit?
I'd just go... from off to on. Put it in the blue zone because it's cold.
That's the thing. She's just turning the fan on. She's not actually hitting the AC
Who
button.
Needs the AC?
That's the whole discussion.
ZM's Jason PJ.
Hey, Dad. Yeah, mate, what do you want?
He got a sec.
Every week we are joined by Jace's father, also known as Aussie Paul, who joins us on the phone from across the ditch.
Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, Paul.
Hello, PJ.
Your son's here too.
Oh, hello, Jay. How are you?
Yeah, there we
are. Every week.
How you going? What are you? What are we caught you doing?
I'm just sitting here in the annex of my caravan. It's 31.5 degrees.
Oh, mate. Hey, Paul.
Yeah.
You wouldn't believe it.
Yeah, it would.
We've got more questions.
Listen, I've got a message for you. Have you ever heard of the Fresh Brush Toothbrush Company?
The what?
The what?
The Fresh Brush Toothbrush Company.
Fresh
They'll deliver it to your door. You get one every month.
Yeah, right.
$32 a year, mate. That's brilliant.
What kind of brushes?
They're actually made of bamboo, so they're biodegradable, so they don't damage the environment.
Is this, Dad?
Good.
Dad, is this you trying to tie your plug in?
I hope so.
I think next time, maybe like wait for us to ask.
Organically, yeah, sort of bring it in.
Like, we'll ask a question. You can be like, oh, sorry, guys, I'll just put down my fresh brush that I was using. You know what I mean?
Okay, so I've just wasted bloody about a minute of bullshit, have I?
No.
It was perfect. You got the message across. But just moving forward, I think it'd be a bit more believable if you, you know, organically intertwine it into a chat.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Hey, look.
What's that mean?
Week one. Week one, it's a learning curve. Let's get to the questions.
Okay, we'll give it a miss today.
No.
It still counts.
You've actually said it.
You got it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
So you paid the bills. Let's get to the questions.
All right, first question this week.
You can actually get 2 a month.
Dad, you've done the
plug. $12.
Yeah, the plug's done, mate. It's done.
Oh.
Let's just do the questions.
First question comes from Calvin. He says, hi, Paul. I'm hosting a party this weekend and my girlfriend thinks we should put notes in people's letterboxes that we live next to. And we're currently fighting over what a reasonable curfew is. First of all, what are your thoughts on the letterbox? Second of all, thoughts on curfew?
Well, the best trick would be to invite all the people to the party. Then they'd have complained, don't they?
That's a really good idea, actually. Yeah, that's smart. And then that way it blows your curfew out.
The fellow at the back of us had some friends over recently.
Yeah.
And he went pretty late, like 10:30, 11, making a hell of a lot of noise.
Yeah.
But I didn't worry because he doesn't do it very often.
Right.
Right, okay.
What about if that blew out till like 3, 4 a.m.?
If it's every week, you get this, you know.
Yeah, gotcha.
But invite them all over, that's the trick.
Okay. Smart man.
Our second question's from Fran. She says, hey, Paul, my partner and I are not sleeping well together at the moment. Not entirely sure what it is.
Not sleeping well together?
No, like sleeping in the bed together. And he has suggested we start having separate beds. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think this could cause some problems?
Yeah, I think it could. But if they're young and you go to single beds, they're going to be in single beds for the rest of their life, and that's not good.
You and Mum are still in the same bed, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just asking.
That'd be always. Except when one of our kids, when he was young.
What happened?
Oh, he kept coming in the bed all the time. I won't tell you which kid it was.
How old was he?
Well, you just said he, so unless you're calling my sisters a bloke.
That's a little bit cute, Paul.
Hey?
That's a little bit cute.
I had a lot of what?
It's a little bit cute.
It's a little bit cute.
Oh, cute. All right, okay. Mum just yelled out, any more than one ad a week, it goes up to $50.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so look,
if you would like Dad to sneak in a cheeky plug for your business.
Subtly.
All it'll cost you is $25. You just need to email it. AussiePaul@zmonline.com is your email, isn't it?
I don't know, is it? Yeah, that sounds good to me.
See you, Dad.
All right.
See you, Paul. Thank you. The Jason PJ Podcast. I was reading something earlier and I thought, oh, this is going to provoke some emotion if I bring this up on the show.
Hey. We've done the tarot card segment.
I promise it's not that.
Okay.
We learned from that.
Yeah.
Peach will never do that on the show again.
I wish first card we turned over said, this segment will be rubbish, go to a song.
It was an article about a single mum who was talking to some people online. She opened up this blog post and she's frustrated because she's been with her boyfriend for the last year.
Yep.
And she's over it because her boyfriend is meticulous with splitting of tiny costs. So every time they go out, every time they get food, drink, you name it, he insists that they split it down the middle.
And she's a single mum.
She's a single mum, and she noted that he is earning slightly more than double her own salary, which is an interesting point.
I think, firstly, single mum be doing it bloody tough.
Exactly.
Like, we got kids, and Lou and I are together, and it's not cheap. Like, a single mum be doing it tough.
Is that a strong enough point to say, though, that because he's...
Okay, take the kids out of it.
Take the kids out of it.
I think a year down the... Okay, you and Aussie romance. You've been together for a year?
Yeah.
Right? Do you guys split the bill each time?
No. Right. No, we just do one for one each time.
But what about... Okay, what about... You guys went for burgers last night. Who paid last night?
He did.
Right. So what about tonight if it was like a really...
I would do it. It's not like we normally alternate.
Oh, well, if he's smart, I know what he'll do. Well, tonight he'd do a really expensive Japanese meal. And then tomorrow night it's like, I know a great sushi bar, you know? It's called Sushi Train.
Sometimes we would split. Like if it was,
It's just a tough one,
isn't it? It's a tough one, but I just... Come on, coffees?
You
it's a hard one though, because he's earning so much more. Can you say, oh, you should be? No one can do that. No one can tell someone else how to spend their money.
No, you can't. You can hint at it. Like, you know,
you definitely can.
You could do the old, like, oh, that'll be $6.50 for the lattes. And you do the old pat in your pockets, looking around, shrugging your shoulders. And then they go, I'll get it. And you're like, oh, I just found my credit card.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
ZM's $50,000 secret sound. Tell me what the secret sound is.
Afternoon, Jace and PJ. The $50,000 secret sound currently worth $15,000.
That's a lot of dollars.
Joining us in the studio, Propeller Hat Gary, the sound keeper, board man.
Dude in a suit.
Mystery.
Thank you. 4 days straight in a suit.
You're doing
hygiene's
well.
Good. Hygiene's all right.
Is the missus impressed, like you wearing a suit to work for once?
She's never noticed. She doesn't look at those things.
I love a suit, eh?
Okay, so obviously PJ's noticed. Yeah.
No.
Easy. He's here just to say yes or no.
I'm just thinking if his girlfriend hasn't noticed, you look very nice, Gary.
Thanks, PJ.
If his girlfriend hasn't noticed, then you can get away with stuff. Like, mate, are you right?
Everyone deserves a compliment.
I see where you're going here.
What?
Hit on the guy that knows what the sound is. Brilliant.
Tactics.
Brilliant. Okay, this is the secret sound currently worth $15,000. Let's go to the phones.
G'day, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good, buddy. A lot of people angry with you right now because you got through and they didn't.
Like, I know the sound.
Yeah. I'll play it to you one more time. Pressure time for $15,000. Have you followed the ZM Snapchat as well? There was a clue this morning.
I haven't. I actually, to be honest, I only just heard it the first time this morning.
That is going to infuriate a few people if you get this right.
Okay, for $15,000, Michael, what do you think this sound is?
I thought, because all I heard was that first bit, not the end bit, so I thought it was like, you know, when you open a briefcase?
Yeah.
So, like, you put in your pin and then you click the button and the things clip up.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
It's not bad, but it is not the right sound.
Oh, hang on. So are you giving us a clue there that that's hot?
I better keep tight-lipped just in case Ross Boss is listening on this one.
Hang on, I want to hear it again then. So it's something to do. What do you think? No, what do you think?
No, I thought of the bed spring again, but I said that the other day.
Stop thinking of a bed, mate.
No, it does.
Every sound is like a bed.
No, it doesn't. It just...
PJ's mind is just...
Is it a jack-in-the-box? Oh, that's very different to a suitcase.
How did you get from briefcase?
Seriously, you don't want to know what goes on in this little brain.
I know.
The Jason PJ Podcast.
Jason, do you have a spare room at home?
Not all of us are high rollers with spare room.
No, I'm just asking.
Yeah, we do.
You do have a spare room.
Well, just because we have a lot of family come and stay from Australia.
Are you creative with your spare room?
It's got a bed in it.
And, yeah, right.
And then Lou puts like 900 pillows on there, which I still never get with chicks.
Oh, I always want to buy new pillows. You can't get too many.
I don't get it. When I want to go to bed, I want to go to bed now. I don't want to go to bed and spend 25 minutes taking all the pillows off the bed. Who needs
comfortable and they look
pillows?
Pretty.
You can't see the bloody bed.
They are a waste of money. We don't use ours, to be honest. So these guys overseas had a spare room going in their flat.
Yeah.
And they decided to get creative and not just keep it as your ordinary spare room. Instead, They decided to turn it into a bar where they now hold live music sessions.
Brilliant.
So essentially, it's kind of like a man cave.
Great idea.
But it's you know, getting a lot of people in and performing music.
Legit, they're running a bar in the spare room of their house.
Yeah, I don't know how illegal that
That's
is.
That's so cool. Slightly illegal, but yes.
It is slightly illegal.
It's very cool. I did have a spare room when I was living in Perth. And when I was over there, it was just me on my own. I was single.
Yeah.
And I got like a 2-bedroom place. And we had an air hockey room.
And that was it?
That was it.
So that was kind of your man cave as
No, there was nothing else in there. It was just the air hockey room.
Really?
Yeah, because I was student wage. I like saved up enough to get an air hockey table from Rebel.
Have you got a spare room? And how have you been creative with it? What is in your spare room?
That's not just like a bed or anything. We don't
No.
We've got a bed and an office. No, don't care about that. What's in your spare room? I got you. Right.
Thanks, mate.
Yeah, no worries. Hello,
you know
Tom.
What I mean.
I've got an office.
ZM's Jason PJ.
We are talking about
spare rooms.
Yeah, what's
riveting.
In your
thing? No, I'm going to
a more positive.
No. I was having a wee joke because it is actually interesting. But when you say spare rooms, it initially doesn't sound so great. But
you know what? I was only thinking the other day, like I drove past a storage warehouse place and I was like, oh, people have got crap in there. And it's like, look at that. It's turned into one of the biggest TV shows around the world, just going through storage shits.
Yeah, good point. So
you know about those shows, right?
Mm-mm.
Storage Wars. It's quite,
okay, cool.
It's quite big.
Could you tell I was pretending?
Worst lying face ever. You do the old like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hello, Maria.
Hi.
What's in your spare room?
Well, we have two spare rooms, and one of them is a gym, and the other one is a cinema.
What?
How rich are you?
Not very.
That's so amazing. So like, define cinema.
A few people move out.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. And you've thought, do we get any flatties in, or we just make it into a cinema?
No, I just make it into a cinema.
That's so cool.
It's actually at home.
How big is the screen? Like, is it cinema size or is it?
Well, we try and make it take up as much of the wall as possible.
Ow.
So we've got one of those projectors coming from the ceiling.
That's pretty good.
That's pretty cool.
PJ's going to be rocking up at your joint expecting the Event Sense Stadium experience.
And where's my popcorn, Maria?
Yeah, sure, what, these bloody chairs don't recline. This is the worst home cinema I've ever been to.
Greg, what about you? What's in your spare room?
My cats live in my spare room, so I've got two deaf cats, so I put a 42-inch in there, DVD player, couch, beanbags and cat towers.
Cat towers?
So that's the...
You know, towers that they complain.
So that's literally the cat's room?
That's their room, yep.
I think that's awesome, Greg.
Yeah.
Jace is going to struggle with this.
Greg,
I really like that.
Greg, what are the cats like to watch on the 42-inch plasma?
Because they're deaf, kind of like, you know, they're crazy as well. They're a bit psycho sometimes.
Oh,
yeah, right.
Okay, right.
So you put TV on for them?
I make sure it's a good DVD for them as well.
Yeah, nice.
The cats are living better than I used to. Like, seriously.
These are way more pumped out spare rooms than I expected.
These are better than the rooms you and I are living in now.
Jason PJ, the podcast.
Spy.co.nz. I love Tom Hanks. I love it when he gets in the news. It's always a random, quirky story. And today I saw that he's got obviously fans all around the world, but some fans in Poland have taken a particular fancy. Last year, he was tweeting a couple of photos of him smiling and pretending to unlock these cars. And they were cars that originated in Poland.
Right.
And he was like, I got a new car, but he was joking. And so what these people did, well, this guy in Poland, he decided to get the car that was produced in the 1970s, get the original of it, got it done up. He's fundraised money and he's sending it to the Hanks.
So the cars Tom Hanks were unlocking weren't his?
No, they weren't his.
Yeah.
So he was posting like these pictures on Twitter.
Tom Hanks can afford to buy whatever car
he
wants.
I know, that's what's kind of confusing. I don't know why someone has to organise fundraising for Hanks when I'm sure he is probably okay.
You know what's
okay.
Weird though? For some reason, because I bloody love Tom Hanks, if someone came up saying, hey, I'm buying a car for Tom Hanks, I'd probably give $5.
It's a cute little...
I'd probably give $5.
Look at it. It's a cute little number and a Polish racing driver has signed up to renovate the car.
That's pretty cool.
So,
that's funny.
I love him. I still want to meet him.
Yeah, we'll meet him one day.
One day.
We'll meet him. He'll probably ask us for a bloody, hey, I'm crowdfunding for my lunch. I'm going to be like, mate, you're getting free cars. You want lunch. You're Tom bloody Hanks. You can afford it.
That is your Spy for Cheap Flights. You can download the GrabAseat app now and grab the deal.
Jason PJ. Weekday afternoons from 3 on City.